Good morning and welcome to Town Square Sunday. I'm your host, Jim Phillips. This program highlights nonprofit and charitable organizations that are working to improve the quality of life here on the South Coast. Buzzards Bay Swim, pretty much an annual event, is happening on Saturday, June 28th from 7 to 11 a.m. It starts at the Cisco Brewers Beach. That's probably not the official name, but we'll call it that for purposes of discussion here. That's located off East Rodney French Boulevard in New Bedford. Hundreds of swimmers, young and old, will swim their way to the 1.2-mile course to Fort Phoenix in Fairhaven. And this is a fundraising event for the Buzzards Bay Coalition. And joining us today to talk about it is Marlissa Brigette, the Vice President of Public Engagement for the Coalition. So good morning, Marlissa.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having us.
So, how many swimmers do you expect to have this year? Are registrations still open?
Registrations are open until next Wednesday. If anyone wants to jump in, we are close to 300, so we're thinking about 300.
Okay.
And Wednesday at midnight is the cutoff for the registration.
All right. Is that about the number of swimmers you usually have? Maybe.
Yeah, about that. It varies from year to year, but last year we had about just under 300, so that's in keeping. Yep.
All right. So how can people register to take part in the swim? What do they need to do?
They just go to savebuzzardsbay.org/swim. That is the registration page. It has all the information, all the facts you need to know what goes into the swim. We also just love to invite the public, so you feel free. We need volunteers. We've got 100 volunteers. We want spectators. We want people cheering on. So even if you can't get in the water and swim 1.2 miles, you can still be part of it.
Now, there's a lot of volunteers involved in this event,
yes,
from my recollection.
Yep.
Are you still looking for volunteers at this point?
We have a lot of volunteers. If people are interested in volunteering, they should definitely reach out. Sometimes at the last minute, some swimmers will ask for a kayak escort that they didn't anticipate that they would want at the beginning. So if particularly people who have kayaks and would like to be a kayak escort, we would love to have them on the list of for those people who at the last minute decide they want a kayak escort.
All right. Now, among those who swim, and I say those who organize as well, there seems to be a great spirit about this event every year, a feeling that we're making progress in cleaning and protecting the bay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the proof we can swim in the bay.
Yes, yes.
25 years ago, that wasn't the case.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure you're nodding. I mean,
yeah,
you agree with that.
Totally. That,
yeah.
Totally. I mean, the spirit of this event is like no other. I mean, it's like so joyful having all these swimmers jumping in the water and in support of clean water. It's just great.
So we have to temper that spirit, mm-hmm, for a little bit. Heavy rains a couple of days before the event last year forced the cancellation of the swim in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
You were not working for Buzzards Bay at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But simply put, the heavy rain a day or two before the swim caused the combined sewer overflow system to basically overflow,
mm-hmm,
and polluting the bay and forcing the cancellation of the event. I know that was disappointing to swimmers. We had a gentleman here who was going,
mm-hmm,
to swim, and he was disappointed.
Right.
But all of that really hasn't dampened any spirits, has it?
Right. Well, and I think it was heartbreaking for the swimmers, especially the first-time swimmers who had prepared. But we take that seriously. And so this year, to avoid something like that happening again, we developed a backup plan. So, mm-hmm, if in the event of heavy rainfall that might cause a similar issue this year, we will be holding the event in Onset Bay, which doesn't have the same CSO overflow issues.
Will it be another day or the same day?
Same day. Same day.
All right. So that's an interesting plan. If, you know, and you, I imagine you'll get the word out.
We will let the swimmers know 48 hours before.
Okay.
Yep.
That you're going to move it to Onset,
yes,
Bay.
Yes.
All right. Very good. We'll see how that works. I mean, I'm sure it's it's a good plan to have a backup, and,
mm-hmm,
obviously if people raise money and that, mm-hmm. we'll talk about that. But obviously, if people raise money for an event, they want to do the event.
That's right. Okay. And we want them to do it.
Sure. All right. Tell us about some of the safety precautions that are being taken to make sure that all swimmers make it to the finish line. Mm-hmm. It's 1.2 miles. That's not a That's not a small swim.
Right. Well, we have a variety of swimmers. You mentioned all ages. We do have all ages from teens to 85 years old, and all different abilities. Some of them have been collegiate swimmers, and some of them are relatively new to open water swimming. And this is what we've heard again and again, is this is a great swim for first-time open water swimmers, mm-hmm. and that's because of the safety things that we have in place, including we have a lot of motorized boats who are sort of overseeing things. We've got the Coast Guard, the Mass Department of Environmental Police. We've got the Harbor Masters. And we've got kayaks. In addition, I should back up. We have five waves. The first three waves go, they have given us their qualifications to do the swim and, you know, a sign off from a swim coach or instructor. And they go ahead, and the last two waves have decided that they would prefer to have a kayak escort, their own individual kayak escort. So the last two waves have the individual kayak escorts. Mm-hmm. But in addition to those kayak escorts, we have 22 kayakers lining the whole route. So they're kind of keeping an eye on things, and also keeping the lane very clear. And so they're available to help swimmers who kind of just raise their hand and say, you know, I need a little assistance. And then in the middle of the swim, we have a lifeguard on a giant paddle board who's also kind of looking over it. So we've got a lot of safety support for all of the swimmers.
All right, very good. That's essential, I think, to mm-hmm. make sure this event doesn't everybody finishes mm-hmm. and everybody's healthy and all of that. You are listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips. My guest is Marlissa Brigette, who is the Vice President of Public Engagement for the Buzzards Bay Coalition, which is putting on the swim. It's happening Saturday, June 28th, starting at Cisco Brewers Beach, the Fort Phoenix in Fairhaven. And in case it can happen in New Bedford, it will happen in Onset Bay. Mm-hmm. And Marlissa has pledged to let all the swimmers know 2 days in advance, 48 hours. So that's probably a pretty good plan. You joined Buzzards Bay Coalition in last November, mm-hmm. But you have done the swim.
I have. I did it in 2019.
And what prompted you to do that?
Well, it was always on my bucket list. It's such an amazing thing to think that you, accomplished this swim from Cisco Beach to Fort Phoenix. And I always wanted to do it. And then somebody told me that they time it so that the tide helps push you a little. And I thought, if the tide helps push me a little, I think I can do it. So I trained. I'm not a huge swimmer, but I trained and I did it. And it's of all the kind of athletic events that I've done, it's the thing I'm most proud of.
Well, I think you should be. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. Now you're working for the Buzzards Bay Coalition, whose mission really is to save the bay mm-hmm. and get it as clean as they possibly can and all of that. So if you sign up for the swim, those 300 or so people, there is a fundraising responsibility.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So our swimmers are committed to raise $300, all of which goes to the coalition, and that's the minimum. We have people who raise more. And we just sort of, one of the things I want to suggest today is that probably if you live in this area, you probably know a swimmer. And we really want to get the word out to support the swimmers. They're doing an awful lot. They're training for this amazing 1.2-mile swim, which is in and of itself a challenge. And they're also, you know, committed to fundraising. So think about who you know, your neighbors and friends who are doing this, and go and support them because, you know, what they're doing is kind of for all of us.
The money that's raised, where does that go?
The money goes to our work, which, you know, as you mentioned, we're all about clean water. We do land protection. We love this area, and we are committed to just protecting it. So all of the money goes to that work.
All of it.
I mean, yep.
Not one nickel goes to somebody's salary or anything like that.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, that it is goes to the general fund.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So once the swimmers get to Fort Phoenix after the swim, what happens then?
Oh, big party. We think it's the best party of the summer. It's certainly the best way to kick off summer. So when they get to the other side, they're coming out. They've just done this amazing thing. They get their medal. And then we have a big pancake party, pancakes and beer and a steel drum band. And, you know, all their friends and family who have come to cheer them on are there. And it's just really a great, great event. Yeah.
And so that's going to be happening this year again at Fort Phoenix. There's always some remarkable stories, really, to come out of this event, I feel. I'd look for older people who have, when I was doing news here, I would look for the older people who have come out of the water and have done this. And perhaps a young person who may be really enthused about doing the swim. I was reading your newsletter about, I think it was Emma's team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's quite a story there.
Yes.
Emma has passed on, but her family and friends are continuing that tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
So that's, as you said, it's a really heartwarming story. Emma was, I think, 10 years old when she did her first swim across for the Buzzards Bay swim. And she had so much joy and loved swimming, loved the bay, loved the water. And when she passed away in 2022, her family and friends decided to honor her memory by doing this swim. And they are basically our biggest team. They raise a lot of money, and they just are, it's just such a testament to her spirit. And that story that you referenced,
sure.
It is on our website in the news section. And when I read it, it made me tear up.
It's a heartwarming story. Unfortunately, Emma had a disease and passed on, and it's a sad story. But this young girl loved to swim, and she loved to do it around here mm-hmm. in Buzzards Bay.
Yes,
and we look forward to this event, and it's really quite a story. So if you have a chance out there and you have a couple of minutes, you might want to go on to Buzzards Bay Coalition.org. Is that right?
SaveBuzzardsBay.org.
Oh, I'm sorry. SaveBuzzardsBay.org and read this story about this young girl named Emma. So what's the age of the youngest swimmer that signed up so far?
So I just looked this up this morning because I wanted to tell you the age range, and it's 12.
Well,
12 or 13, sorry.
But
yeah.
And the oldest?
To be honest, the person was born in 2013, but we didn't do the math to figure out if, you know, how in the middle of a year, you don't know. And the oldest is 85. So basically 12 to 85.
85 to swim this. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good feat. One more time. How can people register to take part in the swim?
They can register. They can find out more. They can donate by going to savebuzzardsbay.org/swim.
All right. It is an event that people pay attention to around here, and I think it's drawing attention among folks who work on environmental issues. I think that's people all over the country may know about this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's gigantic efforts. Well, I shouldn't say gigantic efforts. I should say there used to be gigantic efforts to save bodies of water like Buzzards Bay. Not so much lately, it seems, but this event is an attempt to build support. If you know a swimmer that's planning, as Marlissa has suggested, or that's going to do the swim, your support, I'm sure, would be most welcome
mm-hmm.
To help them meet their fundraising goal while they train and do what they need to do to get ready to swim.
Yeah. And that is one of the things I love about the swim is it's such a grassroots way of approaching, you know, these issues, right? Everybody's jumping in the water and they're raising money, small amounts from a lot of people. And that's, I think, that grassroots energy is what makes it so special.
Well, let's hope everything goes well this year. But I congratulate you for having the backup plan. In the event you need the backup plan, where should people report? Is there a place to report? And
well, if it's happening, will start at Shell Point. But the swimmers will get all that information in the emails because there's like a whole like drop off and we've got people. Kate Riley has got all the logistics down, and she'll be sending out a detailed plan.
All right. My guest has been Marlissa Brigette, Vice President of Public Engagement for the Buzzards Bay Coalition. And we've been chatting about the Buzzards Bay Swim. It's happening Saturday, June 28th from 7 to 11, Cisco Brewers Beach to Fort Phoenix in Fairhaven. Marlissa, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much for having me.
And it's a wonderful event and a signature event really here.
I hope you'll come, Jim.
Well, I've been there a number of times.
Come this year. I'll be at the finish line.
That's a good place to be. Another local event happening that same weekend. This one in Fairhaven, coming up on Town Square Sunday in just a moment.